listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM. Now, as always, you are tuning in to our daily news show, Talshift's Daily News Bits. I have the pleasure of chatting with Martin Lucier, coordinator for Loisir and Community Life for the town of Broom Lake, about this weekend's upcoming Polar Bear Beach Party, which has not taken place since the start of the pandemic. So, Martin, the Polar Bear Beach Party was originally supposed to take place a couple of weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken, right? But it was postponed?
Yes, because it wasn't really cold during, I think it was February 4th, but the temperature was around minus 25, so a bit too cold for having outside activities. So we decided to postpone the event to February 25, so we might get a better chance to have a nice temperature.
Yes. Now, how long has this event been going on for? From what I remember, it's a more recent initiative of the municipality.
It's the fifth year we are having the Polar Beach Party, but we didn't have any events since 2020 because of the COVID. So it's the first time since the COVID that we're having the Polar Beach Party going on.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't know. Okay. For those who might not be aware, what is the Polar Beach Party exactly? What is the purpose or the goal of the event?
The main goal is just having a family event outside. So celebrating our winter, just having fun at the beach with some fun activities going on. So it's a really nice little event for mainly our residents. But everybody is welcome to show up at the beach on that day. So we're having inflatable game, we're having bubble soccer. Also, there will be a rink, as always. We're also having rental of snowshoeing, cross-country skiing. We're having skates, too, and our famous skate sleds. It wasn't supposed to be our first try on February 4th, but now we added snow skate workshops that would be really fun for the kids. We also have ice fishing workshops.
What is snow skating?
It's hard to explain. It's like a skateboard, but without wheels. It's a smaller snowboard, so it's between a skateboard and a snowboard, so it's kind of a mix of both. You can do a snow skate on a flat landscape, so you don't really need a hill to do snow skates. So that will be fun, I think, for the kids. There's not a lot of people who have tried snow skate before, so that's why we thought it would be a good idea.
Yeah, and so people get to discover new sports, too.
They
get
exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, for the you mentioned how there will be equipment available to rent. Is it going to be free of charge to rent, or is there going to be a fee
nope.
to... No?
Everything's free on that day.
Awesome. Okay. And will there be any entertainment on site, like music, for example?
Yes. We will have a DJ, music. We also have a baratanga. Baratanga is a drumming groups, drumming workshops around the fire. So people will sit with them and drum on the bucket. Also, Virginia will still be there offering hot chocolates and coffee freely to people attending the event. There will be a shotgun snow too, so everything's free.
And will there be food on site as well for people to purchase?
No, there won't be food on that day. That's why we were able to find shotgun snow, but there won't be any food.
Okay.
Usually we were offering canard lac bon sausages, but with everything's going on with the canard lac bon, we were not able to offer sausages, so we find a solution offering shotgun snow. So since our event it's from 1 to 5. It's just between the dinner and the supper.
So people can eat before they come.
We don't want the kids to be full before going back to home.
Okay. Got it. And can you provide our listeners with the location, the date, and the times of the event, just so that they are aware if they are interested in attending, just to repeat it for those who may have missed it?
Yes, so the Polar Beach Party is going on Saturday, February 25th. The event is from 1 to 5 p.m. at Douglas Beach. For the occasion, people will be able to park at the beach. The parking will be free that day. But also, we're happy to have the cooperation of the boat club. So the boat club is opening their parking lot for the event. But in any case, if the beach and the boat club are full, people can park downtown. downtown and walk down to the beach for a little bit.
I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to mention, Martin, but those are all the questions that I had for you.
I think I forgot one activity. The Centre National de Cyclisme Bromont will be there once again, offering free rental of fat bikes.
Okay.
So people will be able to try a fat bike on our site.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Mate, as always. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.